Back around 1983, the avant-garde juggling troupe known as the Flying Karamazov Brothers started playing around the San Francisco Bay Area with their pit band, mostly a brass and drum ensemble that came to be known as the Kamikaze Ground Crew, keeping the high-flying antics of the Karamazov Brothers rooted on the ground, were people like Gina Leishman and Doug Wieselman, the two composers who led the band, and who continue to lead the band to this day. Now, in the 1990s, the Kamikaze Ground Crew relocated from San Francisco to New York, and since then, the members of the band have become sort of intricately interwoven into the fabric of New York's musical life. The members of the Kamikaze Ground Crew, as it is now constituted, have played with everyone from John Zorn to Duke Ellington. Seriously. They're a pretty wide-ranging band, both in terms of styles and in terms of other musicians that they've performed with and incorporated some influence from and perhaps impacted in their turn. We'll be listening on this edition of New Sounds to some music from the Kamikaze Ground Crew and from their various side projects, solo projects, other ensembles. More than enough to fill an hour, so let's get right to it. I'm John Schaefer. It's program number 2692, and we begin this New Sounds with the Kamikaze Ground Crew record called Postcards from the High Wire. Again, sort of referring back to their origins as the pit band for the Flying Karamazov Brothers. Postcards from the High Wire is a 2-CD set, and we'll begin with a piece called Sal Bufera. Here they are, the Kamikaze Ground Crew on New Sounds. That is music from the Kamikaze Ground Crew from their 2-CD set called Postcards from the High Wire. A typically inventive and varied set of tunes from this now New York-based group that features Doug Wieselman on clarinet and occasionally guitar, Jenna Leishman playing saxes and piano and accordion, Peter Apfelbaum on sax, Stephen Bernstein trumpet, Art Barron on trombone, Marcus Rojas playing the tuba, and Kenny Wallison the drummer. Those seven names will appear numerous times in numerous different guises as we head on through the rest of the hour, and actually we'll return to them together as the Kamikaze Ground Crew in a little bit as well. But, you know, this is a band. If you saw their New Sounds Live performance at Merkin Hall a couple of seasons ago, you know, they can switch on a dime from something that sounds like a psychedelic vision of Dixieland jazz to weird arrangements of the avant-garde music of Karlheinz Stockhausen. They do it all, and not surprisingly, they do lots of different things when they're playing in other settings as well. Stephen Bernstein, the trumpeter, who is a member of dozens of different bands, has his group Sex Mob in fine form on the album called Sexotica. From it, we'll hear a piece called Martin Denny. The whole album is basically a kind of a tribute to those space-age bachelor pad LPs of exotic sounds that were very popular in the early 60s, and Martin Denny was kind of the leader of the pack of composers doing that sort of thing. Beautiful arrangement here, very cunning use of the horns by Stephen Bernstein and the band Sex Mob. And then we'll hear Trio S, which is Doug Wieselman and Kenny Wallison, both from the Kamikaze Ground Crew, on clarinet and drums respectively, and Jane Scarpantoni sitting in on cello. We'll hear a piece called Majorca from Trio S and their otherwise untitled CD. First, this music from the band Sex Mob, led by the Kamikaze Ground Crew's trumpeter, Stephen Bernstein. Thank you. That's a band called Trio S. Doug Wieselman from the Kamikaze Ground crew playing the clarinet, although here using it to evoke the sounds of the shepherd's pipe from the island of Sardinia, and strangely enough naming the piece after a different island in the Mediterranean. The song is called Majorca. Kenny Wallison, also from the Kamikaze Ground crew, helping out on drums. Jane Scarpantoni playing the cello. They are collectively Trio S. Prior to that, we heard from Sex Mob, one of a couple of bands here in New York, led by the Kamikaze Ground crew's trumpeter, Stephen Bernstein. We heard Sex Mob from their 2006 release, Sexotica, and a piece called Martin Denny, a musical tribute to the composer Martin Denny, the creator of the so-called exotica style back in the early 60s. And we are listening to some of the music of the Kamikaze Ground crew and their various musical friends. They have their tendrils in lots of different musical styles, including, in our next set, some rather familiar texts and tunes, things that you might know from the world of popular music, coming up in a moment. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds, program number 2692. We're taking as our starting point the band the Kamikaze Ground Crew, because the seven members of that band have really had a big impact on the music scene here in New York, despite the fact that the group started in the Bay Area with Jenna Leishman as one of the founding composers. We'll hear from her next. The album O Mistress Mine is a collection of her settings of texts by Shakespeare. And we'll hear the song Come Away Death, which actually features several of the other Kamikazes helping out in the ensemble. Interesting sound that she chooses for this Shakespearean text. Thank you. classic bit of Shakespearean text set to the music of Jenna Leishman, one of the founding composers of the Kamikaze Ground Crew, and going for a kind of Nuevo Tango feel in that music, which comes from her record O Mistress Mine, Songs of William Shakespeare, done for the 30th anniversary of the California Shakespeare Theater, and featuring a bunch of members of the Kamikaze Ground Crew. We'll conclude this set by putting them all back together again, the members of the Kamikaze Ground Crew from the 2-CD set, Postcards from the High Wire. We'll hear their terrific version of Everybody is a Star, big hit for Sly and the Family Stone in the early 1970s. Stephen Bernstein did this arrangement for the Kamikaze Ground Crew. So here are three pretty well-known songs from the 60s and early 70s, all of them featuring some terrific work from members of the Kamikaze Ground Crew, and in fact featuring the full band at the end of the set. Thank you. the Kamikaze Ground Crew. We've spent much of this New Sounds program so far pulling the band apart, hearing what they've been doing separately. There they all are together again. And from the two-CD set, Postcards from the High Wire, that is their arrangement of Everybody is a Star, big hit for Sly and the Family Stone back in the early 70s. If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, by now you probably know what to do. Just check us out online or email us. You'll be looking for program number 2692 for this edition of New Sounds. Our email address is newsounds@wnyc.org. And on the website, you'll find playlists, you'll find audio archives, so you can hear this or any other New Sounds program anytime you like, and lots more on the New Sounds page of our website, wnyc.org.